Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week of N4G Radio, and this week we have with us, we have the Gambus Con.
Greetings, programs.
We have the Frustrated Fury.
Hey!
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
We have the Wombat.
Yo.
And we have John W.
Hello!
And we have the Michael Futter.
And stuff.
And stuff. Alright. So I guess we'll just go into fondling. The Wombat's being quiet, so I feel like I've got to be quiet. So Gambus.
Shh.
Gambus.
Yeah.
Do you want to do your fondling?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm going to charge 99 cents a minute on iTunes for that. So go ahead. What have you been fondling this week, Gambus?
Well, this week I checked out the demo for Sonic Generations.
Oh, good. Let's talk about that.
I need to play that.
No, you don't. Just pop on the Genesis.
Oh, I already played Sonic 2. Not for me.
So you played it, I take it?
Yes, I did.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's amazing how we can't make a good Sonic game unless we remake the first one.
You know, that thought did cross my mind.
It's pathetic.
Now let's stop for a second and think here. Is that judgment more on the developers of Sonic, or is that a judgment more on Sonic itself?
Wow.
That is a conversation.
Let's be honest.
Sonic sucks.
The only reason the first Sonic was any good at all was because it was so fast.
Yeah,
compared
I know.
To everything else at the time.
I know.
There's a reason that the Sonic series hasn't aged as well as the Mario series, and it's not all about development.
That's why I said on Twitter, I was like, dude, Super Mario Bros. 3 is twice the game as Sonic 2 that I played. And Sonic 2 was basically a 16-bit game. And Mario was still an NES game.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, poor Sonic. And just think, he just turned 20, like 2 days ago.
He just turned 20, and he's acting like he's, well, 2, I guess.
It felt like you were going to have a really good joke there, and then it just kind of died.
Yeah, it did. It was like, I was stretching, you know. I was like, oh, what can I say? But
it's like, it's Sonic. That's a joke in and of itself.
All the rings exploded out of that joke.
It always really cracks me up about Sonic that, I mean, yeah, he had 3 good games to start out with. The first 3 were really good.
Uh-huh.
But you've had pretty much
the same 15
years of mediocrity out of that series. And yet it still has a cartoon and a comic book, and furries are in love with it.
It's got a furry convention.
It's just that series is cruising more on nostalgia than any other series on the planet.
Man, that thing's been on cruise control for like decades.
Yeah. The whole series kind of peaked when Jaleel White was the voice of Sonic.
Yes, sir.
You got any cheese?
Did I do that?
Yikes.
Anyway, so Gambus, what did you think of? Yeah, you said you liked it.
I did like it because it was fun. But then, because I actually played through the demo twice, I was taking
took
myself
about 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, it or less. especially the second time, I think I probably could have listened to like a song on the radio and, you know, flew through the first stage the second time.
Can anybody explain why the demo has a time limit? It's only available for 20 days?
Because it's so fast.
Because
the answer to any Sonic related question is always blast processing.
There you go.
Why did that chick dump Sonic? Because he was so fast.
Because of blast processing.
Yeah.
I think it's because Sega was like, "Well, we better have this to be a timed demo. Otherwise, people will say, oh, that's enough Sonic for me."
No, the reason is because it's Sonic, and it all plays the same. So there's no reason to buy the full game when you could just play the same demo level over and over again if you want a Sonic fix.
Yep.
So there's no reason to buy the full game unless they take the demo down.
In case Sonic is listening, we don't like you.
Just in case you couldn't tell. God.
Oh, poor Sonic. It's so sad. So sad.
Yep.
So do you have anything else to say about Sonic, or are you going to move on at the speed of light?
I'm going to move on.
Okay.
Yeah. I played a little bit more of Radiant Historia for the DS, but really not anything worth talking about. So I move on to the other game that I put at least some measurable time in, and that was Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D for the 3DS.
It's like a Capcom title.
It is.
Fate of Two Worlds.
EX plus Alpha.
Part 2.5. But, Legend of Zelda, what can I say about it? I had the 3D turned on, and, it looked cool and all, like most, 3DS games, has that, kind of like, ooh, that's cool. But when I turned it down, I turned the 3D off, all of a sudden, John Whitehouse was correct.
Huh? You're in trouble, dude.
You were correct.
I didn't touch you.
playing the game in 2D actually looks better.
Yeah, well, I think that's the same with every single 3DS game. You have the 3D on for novelty. Oh, that looks cute. I'll turn that fucker off.
Yeah.
They really should have just called it the DS2.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what every woman ever has said about Killer Wolverine.
Oh. Killer Wolverine, where are you? Who knows?
I've got to make fun of him even though he's not here. Just so I can feel like the podcast is whole.
I know.
Yeah.
He's here in spirit.
In spirit.
But Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, like I say about it, it is an awesome game. The graphics look really nice. They look really, really nice. Not to the point where I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe I'm playing this on a portable system, but they look really good. You can tell that the textures have been replaced, higher picture quality. But it's not a dramatic difference. It still looks just like what John said last week. It looks the way you remember it looking, which in other words is better than what it actually looked like back then. Because if it was a straight up port, people would probably be puking over their 3DSs at the muddy, crappy resolution textures because the N64 didn't use CD-ROM for their storage medium because, they wanted to cut a few corners, but at the same time, they wanted to use silicon graphic style computer chips and claim that their system would be able to do the special effects of like Jurassic Park and other Terminator 2 and stuff like that. So I was, all like, oh, 3D games, the games are going to look like freaking dinosaurs and stuff like that. What year is this?
I don't know. Are we seriously ranting?
About Sonic the Hedgehog and Nintendo cartridges.
This is like 1996, man.
I think Gambus is butthurt.
It's God, like,
I hope not.
Plus you beat that a hold of him.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, man.
Sploosh.
And you know something? I have a feeling that even if the world freaking ends,
what the fuck are we talking about?
In 2087, right?
I'll be dead.
Thank God.
Even if we live to be 100 years old,
I'll still be dead in 2087, motherfucker.
And Nintendo is still making Mario games, right? I still don't believe that we will see a Pixar-quality Mario game.
Oh, Jesus.
How did we get on this subject?
I don't know.
Fuck Nintendo!
This conversation right now? Am I high?
I want to be.
Sorry about that, gentlemen. I was just in a little bit of heat mode right there.
You were in heat? What? Gambus, it's always a good day when you save the show. What a wonderful show so far.
Full of anguish.
I think that was the wrong word. But anyway.
Anguish word of the day right there.
I just needed to get that out.
You need to get that off your chest plate.
Yeah. But that just concludes my fondling right there.
Well, then I'm disappointed. What's your future fondling?
Probably Infamous.
One or two?
The first one.
Okay.
Welcome to Ryan's World.
He's got wombat fondling.
Exactly.
That's right.
2009 all over again.
Right.
You know, I will say this, though. I just came into possession of a new, not new, but it's a old retro game system. The Atari, I think it's called the Atari 300 computer.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just came across it? Was it like laying on the sidewalk crying?
No, my brother.
I got no place to be.
My brother got it. And then he was like, I don't need it. I'm not going to do anything. So he asked me if I wanted it, and I'm like, sure. It uses metal cartridges for games.
Do they still find any of those cartridges?
They're rusted.
I'll let you touch my metal cartridge if you give me a dollar for a hamburger.
It's Tally, the voice.
Won't get high?
It just seems like he should be, you know, a little orphan sitting.
Oh, I thought you were doing Herbert from
No
Family Guy.
Here's a song that goes like this: do 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 do.
Got a whole freezer full of popsicles.
Uh oh,
Jesus!
A whole fridge full, huh?
Freezer.
Keep popsicles in the refrigerator, you stupid ass.
Get back here, you piggly sumbitch. So Atari 300, PC, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Super Mario Silicon graphics. What a good day.
Yep. There you go.
I really want Super Mario 128.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's what I'm waiting on.
Like, there's like 600 Marios on the screen. That'd be pimp. Alright, well, I'm going to move over to Frustrated Fury over there.
Okay. Well, it's actually been pretty eventful. I played a lot of Dungeon Siege 3. I played about three-fourths of the way through the game with one character. Played a little bit co-op with Mr. ZT over there and a good friend of ours, Mr. Fixer.
We tried to play co-op.
We had a ball.
No, we did not.
That's what I meant. But so, yeah, Dungeon Siege 3, I will put it this way. Dungeon Siege 3 is a very, very good loot game if you're playing by yourself.
Yeah, you got to play with yourself. If you involve anybody else, it just gets hairy.
Yeah. It's just that, you know, when you involve other people, it becomes difficult, and it's just, you have to,
awkward.
You know, y'all have to share the same screen. But anyway.
Sucks when you got to share when there's a bunch of people involved, I'll tell you.
But but for real, like it hinders the gameplay a lot. I mean, for some reason, the game scales to how many people you have in your game itself, so it becomes increasingly harder, and it becomes brutal. Like, the game's not easy as it is, like, on normal, like, by yourself. But, yeah, it's very difficult with, like, because me and Zero were, like, we were breezing through part of it, and then we got to this boss fight and kept dying. And then Fixer came in, and it just got even harder.
Well, that and the fact that we had to level up every time because it wasn't all characters.
So, yeah, the co-op is just gimped. So, instead of, you know... You can't bring in your characters, obviously. You can't bring in your character from your single-player game. You're basically a henchman in my game, so everybody join my game. Well, every time you join somebody's game, you have to level up your character that you choose to use. So if you you're at level 1, basically, and you don't have any new abilities, you don't have anything. So you have to sit there and wait for them to go through all the menus to level up, gain their abilities, put points in their abilities... It's just stupid.
Yeah, Obsidian! Woohoo!
I mean, yeah, I do blame Obsidian for that, but truth be told, the game is still good whenever you play it by yourself. I mean, it's fun. It is really fun. It's a very comparable RPG, and it's relatively long. I've put probably around 7 hours into it, and I'm probably got maybe 3 or 4 left. So... And, you know, they have incentives to go back and play the game with a different character. But all the characters play relatively different. I'm playing as the Ranger woman. What was her name? Katarina?
Katarina.
Yeah, she's like, she's got this Russian accent sounding. And, she uses guns. And everybody, you know, each character has their own stance. So you have, like, one where you can just attack single people or you can attack multiple enemies at one time. But yeah, I do enjoy the game. I reviewed it. It's up on ZTGD.com right now. Go check it out. Leave a comment. Tell me how dumb I am. I don't care. The video game industry is now worse because of you. But anyway, other than that, I've had people
Nobody
tell
was
me
supposed
that.
To actually tell you that.
Oh, I've had people tell me that before. But let's see. Played a... couple of PC games. I played and finished Back to the Future Episode 5.
Yay!
The finale of this season. I say this season because obviously they're going to make more Back to the Future games.
There was Michael J. Fox was in it, right?
Michael J. Fox was in it about 4 times.
Yep. Sweet.
It was a big cameo.
Yeah, so, huge cameo.
If he's in it, does he not play himself?
No. He
or
does.
Marty?
He does play Marty.
A different
Marty
to the one
that's...
Sweet.
You have to play it. Don't spoil it. Because it was great.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Just wait. If you do play the games, which I do suggest to everybody out there, play this entire series, because it's great. It really is. The fifth episode, to me, it felt a little shorter. You didn't really go to too many different locations. But it was a good conclusion, I'll put it that way. But I will say that it does end with a to be continued. So, you know, they're obviously making a second season, just much like Sam and Max and stuff like that. But it does end really, really well. And they play Huey Lewis at the end, which, you know.
It's like getting excited about Stan Bush.
Yeah, I get excited whenever I hear
That's
Back
me,
in
man.
Time from Huey Lewis in the news. So. Which is good. It was a fantastic series.
Do you like Huey Lewis in the news?
I do.
Dude, who doesn't like Huey Lewis in the news?
I was, people with no soul.
I was
if
quoting
you don't like
he was
Huey
doing Lewis, American
you need to
Psycho.
Grow up.
Do you like Huey Lewis in the news?
Oh, so Batman's now doing it now.
Well, it's Christian Bale, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, I played through that. I was actually, you know, it was a little shorter. I think it probably took me maybe 2 hours to do the fifth episode. So it was a little shorter. Let's see. Other PC game I played. I started it up this week, and I'm actually really enjoying it. It's a Puzzle Agent. I got it for free because I got the season pass of Back to the Future. And I was like, yeah, screw it, it's free. And I played it. That game was actually really good.
And they're like Professor Layton.
It's almost like Professor Layton. Actually, it is Professor Layton, but without the professor. And it's actually funny.
Just Layton, then.
Yeah, it's just Layton. But you play as like this really dumb, halfway dumb CIA agent, or no, FBI agent, who he is the only person in the FBI's puzzle-solving division. And he is sent to like this, it looks like Fargo, if you've ever seen the movie Fargo. It looks like this really, like, just complete snowed out area to go investigate a crime, and then there's a bunch of murders involved, and everything's a puzzle. But it's actually really funny. It's goofy, and it has a lot of charm, and I do suggest everybody out there go out and try it, because it's actually really good. I don't know how much they're charging for it, you know, just by itself.
$5.
It was $5?
Yep.
That's a friggin' steal for that game. I'm not kidding. But I do suggest everybody out there play that game. It's really, really good. They're making a sequel, actually. The Puzzle Quest. Not Puzzle Quest. I keep saying Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle Agent 2 is coming out, I think, this year sometime. And it's supposed to be a little higher production, you know. So, but yeah, I played that. Played a little bit of Super Street Fighter 4. Not much. The only other thing I played was Killzone 3. Played some multiplayer for the Triple XP weekend that's going on right now. If you play one game of Killzone 3, you're guaranteed to level up once. So, that's awesome. And it kind of pisses me off that you go to play objective-based games and everybody thinks it's Team Deathmatch.
You mean it's not always Team Deathmatch?
No!
No, they actually have... They have this thing called... It's called body count.
And in that, I just kill as many people as I have to?
Yes. And I don't understand why they don't suggest they play that
but
in the menu.
I can't just go into any mode and just kill as many people as I want to.
If I just go in
and just kill a whole bunch of people and do nothing else, just like stand in one place and kill a whole bunch of people.
Exactly. Go right ahead.
Because that's what I do.
Yeah.
And then he calls you names.
I'm just kidding. I don't actually do that.
We gotta go plant some bombs on this turret over here.
Yeah, who wants to plant bombs? Let me shoot people.
Yeah,
we have to go capture this objective point. No, I'm gonna shoot that guy in the face.
Yeah, and then everybody's just standing in the area to shoot some people. And I was just yelling at people. Nobody has a headset. There was like two guys have a headset, and I had to mute both of them because they had children yelling in the background.
Wasn't me.
I know, but I mean, it was like this. For some reason, they don't know how to use a mic correctly because it's always on. It's like, and then you hear, and he's like, shut the fuck up.
So that's how you talk to your children.
That's how I talk to my children. But this thing isn't actually being recorded, right?
I just forwarded it off to Child Services.
That's called DIFUS in New Jersey. Damn it, why did I tell you that?
I didn't know why. Yeah, that's pretty much all I've played. Killzone 3, it blows my mind how great that game is. Like, seriously, that game is fantastic. You know, and it kills me to know that I only go back to it whenever they have, like, triple or double XP. But I want to play that more, because that game is awesome. But other than that, that's all. As far as future stuff goes, I'll be playing... I'm going to try and finish Dungeon Siege this week. Finish up Puzzle Agent, because I think I'm pretty close to finishing it. And hopefully play Shadows of the Damned if the United States Postal Service ever gets their head out of their ass.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that pans out.
What a ringing endorsement.
Yeah.
Well, it is the Postal Service.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess I will move on to John W.
Do you have to? I'll start off with the game that I so severely bashed last week. Greg Hastings, Paintball 2. The review is now written and is scheduled to go up on the site very soon. And I'm actually going to do a bit of backtracking, to be fair. I think the problem with the game isn't so much the game itself, it's some of the choices that they made with the game. There are flashes of brilliance in that game, that had it just been given that little bit more care and attention would have stood out a bit more. For example, as I mentioned last week, you've got the bad points where half of the screen is taken up by your marker, which is a real pain in the ass. Controls are a little bit finicky and takes a little bit of time to get used to. And it looks like proper ass, you know, last-gen stuff. And those sort of things, in this day and age, especially when you're paying that kind of money for a downloadable title, are unforgivable. But the customization is absolutely brilliant on this game. You've got the ability to customize your team logo. You can customize the equipment that you use and each of your teammates use. You can customize them, you know, according to teammates. You don't have to have, like, just a set. This is how I want my teammates to have their equipment. They can all be individually customized. There are absolutely no end of unlockables. It seems like every time I won a tournament, something, you know, three or four more items were getting unlocked. And, you know, you can customize the I don't know the terms for this stuff, but the bit that your balls are kept in, and I don't mean your
hoppers. It's a hopper.
Pants.
And the hopper.
Your mouth.
Yeah. Only you. You can customize that. Everything, basically. There's such a level of customization that you don't often see in games like this. You've also got the fact that you can actually take one of their fields and edit it yourself. You can create your own playing area. Unfortunately, you can't take that online. You can only play it multiplayer via local co-op, which is a bit of a shame. But in all honesty, it doesn't matter, because no fucker is playing this online. No one is
playing
this online.
Wait, those Felatio jokes. That was awesome.
What? No.
Okay. No one's playing this online at all. And I tried to get in several times into a game so that I could, but obviously, review that. No one's playing it. And so it's, on one side, you've got a game that looks terrible, hasn't really been thought through fully. But on the other end of the spectrum, they've put so much care and attention to other parts. And it just kind of seems a sort of mishmash that doesn't quite work. You know, the details are in the review. I've given it a better score than I was thinking about giving it last week. So it's done well, but it's still not a great score. But I think paintball enthusiasts would probably have a good go with this. So I played that. I was intending to play some Akimi Village. Unfortunately, I stuck in LA Noire and haven't played anything else, with the exception of one thing I'll talk about in a minute. I have really got a hard on for LA Noire at the moment. Just going around, getting the five star on the cases. I've done all the street crimes. I'm now going to go searching for the golden film reels and the badge challenge. I've downloaded all the downloadable content at the moment. I haven't touched upon it yet, but I'm going to be getting into that. Like a game that just keeps on giving, I think. Real sort of Rockstar mould, you know, that keeps on making you play it even after you've completed the game. So, brilliant, fantastic, love it.
You know what the secret to the Rockstar mould is?
Terrible working conditions, from what I can hear.
7-day work weeks, 12 hours a day.
yeah, well, there is definitely some, wow. You don't want to say anything, but it's, could it be true? Could it not be? How much of it is bad? You know, you don't know, do you? Final game I've played this week is a game because of the review that Ken gave it. Alice Madness Returns. Finally picked that up. I haven't played a lot of it, but I've liked what I've played so far. Having not ever played the original on a PC, I didn't know sort of fully what to expect, but you know, your Ken, your review, Ken, was rather glowing.
Oh, it's, I will scare everybody right now and say it's in my top two games of the year.
Wow. So, I thought I'd give that a shot. I am enjoying it so far. I love the dark tones that it sort of addresses. You don't often see in sort of many games, and I love the little touches. The voice acting is terrible. I'm British, and that's not how we speak. It really isn't. It's terrible voice acting, but there's some great little touches. I love the pepper grinder. I think that weapon's absolutely awesome. I don't know why, it's just a gun, but it's just the fact that it's actually a pepper grinder that just amuses me. I'm enjoying it so far. I've only got up to the sort of, I think I haven't even done the sort of first level fully yet, but it is good fun. And I also downloaded and started playing the free copy of Alice, the original game. I never played the original, but I know that has not aged well.
No, it did not.
And although they did spruce it up a little bit, they could have at least done something with those fucking controls.
Well, it was meant to be played with a mouse and keyboard.
It is, but you're putting it on a console. You're giving it the flashy, oh, look, we've HD'd it up. We'll do it so that she moves properly and do something, because it absolutely strafing around is absolutely terrible. But, you know, I'm sure it was a great game in its day, because I'm not a serious PC gamer. I never played it, but I am enjoying the sequel. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing where that takes me down the rabbit hole, I suppose.
Oh, there you go. How about that?
Next week, I will be playing Akimi Village, because otherwise I'll have an editor on my ass. So I will be getting that played. And probably some more Alice, and definitely some more L.A. Noire. I don't think there's anything coming out that's meant to grab my attention, and so I will just stick with what I'm currently playing.
Alrighty. No, I just had a scary fact. I had to go look after I said that Alice would be one of my top two games of the year. What else came out this year that I might have, like, overlooked and pissed somebody off about? How does Marvel vs. Capcom 3 have a higher game rankings than Mortal Kombat?
Because it was reviewed when it came out, when they said, "Don't worry! We're going to support the shit out of this game. We have these polls and, you know, top five characters on the Capcom side that you want to see and top five characters on the Marvel side that you want to see. And later, when you think they're coming, we're going to fuck you in the ass."
And then charge you $1 for every Shadow mode.
Shadow Battle.
Yeah, because Shadow Battle is the DLC of choice.
Right.
But surely, Ken, the real proof is the fact that Mortal Kombat sold more?
I'm not about sales.
Mortal Kombat's a more enjoyable game.
Well, that matters.
Yeah.
Someone has one of our listeners, actually, Gav Spanner. He sent me a code for the online pass. So if I do pick it up, I can pick it up pre-owned, and it won't cost me anything to go online. So that's quite good. Thank you very much.
Online pass.
I'm just waiting for I don't know why, I'm just waiting for it to drop in price.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, it's going to be a while, especially with all the DLC and stuff.
Yeah, but L.A. Noire, which is like a month old, dropped a tenner in price this weekend. I have not seen, you know, any of our major retailers drop that by to sort of $29.99 or $24.99. Normally, a game hits a month, they start doing a little sort of weekend discount deal.
Yeah, but if you look at
games, it's really annoying.
If you look at games like Halo and Call of Duty that have a strong multiplayer online component, they don't drop like that, and I think Mortal Kombat's in that league. There are people playing it online, there's a lot of support for it, it's still got a lot of buzz and a lot of hype, so I don't think you're going to see a drop until the fall, probably.
Well, another big thing why L.A. Noire dropped was that everybody realized what it was and people stopped buying it. You notice it dropped off NPD real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not discounting the quality of the game. It's a fantastic game. But that's the reason why it drops.
I just think there was enough reviews out there. If people are daft enough to go and buy it just because it looks like a Rockstar game, sounds like a Rockstar game, you know, if you automatically think it's going to be Grand Theft Auto 1947, then, and without reading a review, it's your own bloody damn fault.
Yeah, well, most people don't read. Most people just see the commercial during WWE.
Are you saying most people who watch WWE can't read?
Mm,
yes.
Maybe.
Stop a row.
Anyway, hey, there are exceptions. There are exceptions. All right, so I guess I'll move on to Mr. Futter.
Why, hello. Let's see. We talked about Back to the Future, which I'm going to echo Drew's sentiment. If you have not yet played these five wonderful episodes, go do so, whether you play it on a PC or Mac, or they're on the PS3 now. They're not on the 360 yet, correct?
No, they won't be on 360. They're only on PS3.
So yeah. There you go. You have three choices, PC, Mac, or PS3. Just do it.
You can play games on a Mac?
Yeah, you jerk. I actually played Back to the Future Episode 5 on my Mac without going into boot camp.
Yep. Oh, that's one of those games that doesn't require a controller, right?
What? unless it requires a controller, and then, you know.
Yeah, then Monday Night Combat can be played on a Mac, too, buddy.
What's that?
Monday Night Combat.
Yes, it can.
Oh, well, it's nice to see that they're giving scraps.
This is all thanks to Steam, man.
Yeah. I play Civ 5 on my Mac, now that Aspyre has fucking fixed it, those jerks. Let's see. Played more Mortal Kombat. I actually am climbing up the challenge tower slowly but surely. I'm on room 127, I think.
Yeah, let me know if you need any tips.
I probably will, especially when I get to, what was it, 217?
251. Well, 251's a bitch, but there's one earlier that sucks, too. I think it's okay. 215.
Okay. I will let you know, because I'm sure I'll hit a wall at some point.
That's the wall.
Yeah. I platinumed Infamous 2 yesterday. What's very cool is at the end of the game, after you beat it the second time, it says, congratulations on beating Infamous 2 again. We've unlocked all the powers for you. If you haven't completed side missions, you've actually got both ice and fire powers available to you after you complete the second time.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, so you might be able to answer this question for me because you've completed it on both good and evil. But
yes.
There's a trophy for having all your powers unlocked.
Yes.
Is that
one alignment?
Sorry?
So you have to have all in one alignment. So you can get it your first time through. You're not likely to if you play it on hard the first time, though, because it gives you less experience points for every kill and every trick and stuff. So as long as if you either have all of the evil powers and neutral powers or all of the good powers and neutral powers, it unlocks the trophy.
Oh, it didn't for me. I thought you had to play it through again so that you got all the evil ones, and then it would total up the fact that you got all good and all evil in two playthroughs.
What I had read, because I looked it up, I had read that you can do it in one playthrough and if you unlock all the powers. Now, that could be wrong, because I didn't unlock it until my second time. But I had to... The last power I unlocked to trigger the trophy, both trophies, actually, the platinum also, was the blast shard sense. So the last one I unlocked was a neutral. I had already unlocked all of the evil powers. So if it was just looking at a total from both games, because I did unlock blast shard sense in my first playthrough, it would have triggered. So I'm pretty sure it's one playthrough, all alignment and neutral. As I said, that's what I read. I can't guarantee that because it didn't unlock for me until the second playthrough.
Yeah, I did my first playthrough on hard, so I won't be able to tell.
Yeah.
I'm still just trying to grind. Like, if you do like a bunch of user generated stuff, you do get some decent experience, especially the ones that's like, here's a million fucking guys, kill them all, and so you get out, like, just blow them up.
Yep. The best thing to do, though, if you are trying to grind experience, is do not do all of the side missions, because if you do the side missions, as you probably know, the chance of enemies appearing in those areas is practically nothing.
Yep.
And especially in the industrial area, there are some really cool battles between two of the factions that you can get in the middle of with some larger enemies. Those yield some pretty good experience, especially on easy. I love the game. I absolutely love the game. As I said with Infamous, it's the only game. These two games are the only games where I've been able to play back to back playthroughs since like the 16-bit days. Really, really enjoyed it. Have some theories about Infamous 3, but I will save it because the statute of limitations on spoilers has certainly not run out on that game.
God no.
So we'll talk about it, in the distant future after Wombat plays it.
Maybe we should do a spoiler cast
from now.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was 2015?
Yes, 2015.
Well, the world will be over by then, right, Gambus?
Maybe.
I don't know about you guys, but if there's a rapture, I'm not going anywhere.
I'm going to get my plasmids out.
Nice.
That's what she said.
Ayo.
Damn it, John.
Sweet. Let's get some stuff for review. Played both of the DS versions of the Transformers Dark of the Moon games.
Oh, it's you we can blame for those reviews.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the reviews, John?
No, nothing's wrong with the reviews. Yeah, I was taking the piss.
I'm disappointed. I actually played the original Transformers DS game when the first movie came out, and it was open world. It was really creative, and out of all of the platforms that they released tie-in games for, this one, that one was the best, hands down. These games are actually pretty bad. on the other side, I played...
Tell it like it is.
Huh?
What'd you say? Tell it like it is.
Yeah, well, I did. I will say it again. They suck balls. Both the Decepticon version and the Autobots version is dark of my balls.
Oh!
What's the dark side of the moon? That's called the gooch.
Ew!
Exactly. I think that was actually Michael Bay's working title for this.
The gooch?
The gooch.
The gooch. In fact, there was a Transformer scheduled to be the gooch, but they figured they offended enough people after the last movie.
Is that movie even out yet?
No, it's out next Sweet. Month, or in the next couple weeks.
Oh, okay.
It comes out Tuesday night or Wednesday.
No, they bumped it up again. They do that with every Transformer.
Let me guess, you're going to go see it.
Oh, me? Heck yeah. Ugh.
I'm going to go see it. I can't tell it. I'm a Transformers nerd.
Nah, staying away from that one.
Nah.
I mean, I saw Green Lantern. I need something good to watch that out of my mouth.
Hey, well, I guarantee you shouldn't go see the fucking Transformers movie by Michael Bay.
Yeah, let's wait until Captain America, man. It'll be
oh, dude, no, that's going to be awful.
Oh,
dude.
It's got Chris Evans in it.
Oh, I'm going to slap you, John. I'm going to slap you, John. I like Chris Evans.
This is Scott Pilgrim had Chris Evans in it too, and you know what? That was an awesome movie.
No, you
yeah,
need
he was
to,
in it for about 5 minutes.
No, you need that's to say nice. You need to say Scott Pilgrim had Michael Cera in it, and it was still good.
Yes,
yeah,
true.
That's more like it. Had Brandon Routh in it. That's awesome. That he makes up for Chris Bloody Evans.
I like Chris Evans.
I also played for review Akane the Kanoichi, which is an Xbox Live indie game. I'm pretty sure it's like a buck, and it is an 8-bit throwback that is quite enjoyable, especially for the price. The value proposition is quite good on this game. 15 levels, you know, action platformer. It doesn't have achievements per se, but it has in-game trophies, so there are things to accomplish. Some cool bosses, and definitely fits the throwback 8-bit mentality very well. It was designed. I got the impression that that it was designed with a lot of love. And you know, Xbox Live indie games don't get enough play, especially from Microsoft. They're kind of buried. But if you're looking for one, Akane the Kanoichi is a good one.
Isn't it Kunoichi, the female ninja?
Sure.
I'm just saying.
What did I say?
Kanoichi.
I thought I said kan, so it's kunoichi. I suck at Japanese.
So do I. I'm just asking. I've never heard it pronounced.
I don't know. I don't look to me for
when you say kunoichi.
I see what you're saying. No. That she was that word that John loves so much.
All you gotta do is want to add one letter and it becomes offensive.
That's all it takes?
That's all it takes.
I'm failing upwards. The other game that I've been spending a lot of time on, an iOS game, called Dungeon Raid, which was a couple of bucks, and there's a light version, so you can try it out for free, but the way it works is it's actually kind of like a puzzle RPG. It's not Puzzle Quest, but
Puzzle Quest.
It plays a little bit like Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle Quest.
Galactrix.
No. Oh, breaking out there.
Yeah, I did.
Just say no to drugs.
No. I say yes to drugs.
Yes to drugs? Yes. But, you know, if you're looking for a good game to take with you on your iDevice, I would check it out. And the last thing that I fondled, and I fondled it quite a bit, was a tabletop game, and I know I'm kind of breaking the mold here, called Monsterpocalypse, put out by a company called Privateer Press. It's actually something I'm playing with my daughter. It's really, really cool. But the best part about it is I found this wonderful community online of people who play and love the game and maintain a really good wiki and are doing some really cool things with it. And that group is called Team Covenant. I've been talking with somebody, a great guy by the name of Robert from there. So if you are at all interested in tabletop games and are looking for a game that has some collectible elements to it, although they're moving away from the collectible kind of blind buy format, it's interesting. I'm really digging it, and so is my daughter. And she's what's 7.
What's the name of it again?
Monsterpocalypse.
Interesting.
Yes. So the way I'll just quickly run through it. The way the game works is you build an army of one monster and a bunch of other units that support it. There is a dice rolling element to it. It is played on preset maps, and they sell extra maps. And the other thing that you bring to the table is a city. So there, each of the buildings has different characteristics, and it plays out kind of like a turn-based strategy game, one-on-one. Although you can play with multiple players if you finagle it a little bit. But the models, the sculpts of the minis are fantastic. Really, really well done. The gameplay, because the buildings are actually in three dimensions, you know, or it's actually, for a kid especially, they get a good feel for what's going on the board. And she's slowly but surely grasping the rules. So we're going to be playing that some more this summer. But I fondled the hell out of all those miniatures.
Hmm. Something wrong with that.
Yeah.
Alright. So, what's future looking like?
Future. I think I'm finally going to play Red Dead Redemption. I will play some more L.A. Noire now that John has been talking about it. And, I think I might... Oh, more Mortal Kombat, definitely.
Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
Alright, so... We will move on to the Wombats.
All right, so for my fondling this week, I played nothing.
Well, that was sure.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I played nothing. So, that's it.
All right, are you planning on playing anything this week so you can come to a video game podcast to talk about video games?
We'll see. Day to day. No, I do want to start up Assassin's Creed Brotherhood at some point this week. So
sweet.
So I'll be playing something. It'll just be something that's well behind the curve, as usual.
Yeah, you know,
what you guys count on from me.
Well, did you notice how nobody mentioned the fact that Michael's about to start Red Dead? So if you were saying I'm about to start Red Dead, we'd have slammed you down.
Right. Well, at least Red Dead came out last year.
Yeah. Well, so did Brotherhood. In Ryan's defense,
I guess that's true.
Brotherhood came out after.
But I don't actually expect him to start it until 2012.
Yeah, I haven't actually started it yet. That's the difference.
I need to play Brotherhood as well.
Oh,
Brotherhood was a great game.
Yeah, who else needs to play Brotherhood?
Me.
No, I was going to say your mom.
Just when you get to the tank mission, just prepare to throw a controller.
Okay.
Oh, God, yeah. No. That wasn't that bad. There was only the one, wasn't there?
Well, there was the one, but if you are trying for 100% sync, you have to actually glitch the game.
Oh, wait, nice. Wait, what? There's a tank mission?
There is a tank mission.
Not how you think of it.
Really? Because the thing kind of fucking steers like a tank.
Well, I don't know. I've not steered many tanks, to be fair.
I actually have, so...
Have you played any of the original Resident Evil games?
Oh, snap.
Well, that's a person that steers like a tank.
There you go. That's how a tank controls.
Hey, guess what? That that will segue into my fondling fairly well.
Resident Evil?
Resident Evil. No. I'm playing Resident Evil 3D The Mercenaries.
Ooh. Oh, really? Yeah,
for the 3DS.
How'd you get that?
Because I'm a game reviewer, bitch.
Yeah, that's what you say.
You know what else I got? They sent me the limited edition umbrella case for my 3DS.
Wow.
It's actually numbered to suck it.
Wow, they really want you to give a high score to that thing, aren't they?
Hey, you know what? After playing it, I don't have a problem with that because it's a good game.
Oh, there you go.
No, it's...
When's that out? It's no Mortals?
It's out Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like I got it weeks early or anything, you know.
I don't know if that's the same over here if we get it Friday or not.
But it's actually pretty good. It's very similar to the... what's that mode called?
Mercenary mode.
Yeah, mercenary mode, where you basically just get thrown into a level. And
clues in the title.
You know what?
I was waiting for somebody.
Shut up. You can all kiss my ass.
Oh, that is out next Friday over here.
Well, there you go. Well, you should buy it. It's pretty good.
Cool.
But
I didn't like the mercenaries mode.
You didn't like it?
No, I don't think I did.
Well, then you won't like this.
It's kind of like boss rush mode, like horde mode almost.
Yeah, you basically just get thrown into a level and then they throw waves of enemies at you and you have to kill them all.
Have they sort of tweaked the sort of way that you control your character then? Because that was the way you control your character in Resident Evil 5 does not fit that kind of gameplay.
Well, no, it still plays the same. Mm. That was actually my biggest problem, and I'm going to check it before I do my review, but it seemed very not as intuitive as it should have been. Like, when you play a shooter, like Resident Evil, when you pull a trigger to aim, you usually think you want to pull the left trigger, which I found myself doing constantly, which doesn't actually aim. It's the right trigger that pulls up the aiming mechanism, and then you tap the X button to shoot. Which
sucks.
I didn't really care for that, so there is control options, so I'm going to check those. But it does play exactly like Resident Evil. You use the analog stick to move forward, backward, turn left and right. And you also have the quick turnaround, which has become imperative in Resident Evil games.
Yes.
All of your weapons are on the touch screen on the bottom, so if you want to switch weapons, you can literally just put your finger down there and touch it, which is...
That's what she said!
I'll set you up for that one.
Oh, man.
But that's actually the nice part about the controls with the touchscreen at the bottom. But there's a lot to unlock. Like, every character has an alternate outfit. There's a bunch of characters to unlock. I know people were throwing a fit because there were certain characters that weren't in the game, including Chris and Sheva.
Wow. The main characters of the last game that came out.
No, I'm sorry. Chris isn't. Sheva's not in it. That's okay. What it was. Everybody was throwing a fit because Sheva wasn't in it. And I'm like, but it does have some classic characters, like Hunk is in it for some reason.
What about Pidge?
No. But Barry's in it. And Barry and Chris are in it, which means you can make a Jill sandwich.
Oh. Awesome.
But no, it's not terrible. It works for a portable game, which that, you know, a lot of developers have a hard time making a portable game because every level doesn't last more than, you know, 3 or 4 minutes, which is a good thing. There's lots of medals to unlock, lots of costumes to unlock, characters to unlock, so there's quite a bit in there to play around with, and it's pretty fun. I should have my full review up sometime this week. Also played a lot of Dead or Alive, of course, on my 3DS, and I played Zelda, which my review goes live on Tuesday, I believe, and that is one phenomenal game. You forget how good that game actually was until you play it again.
Until you go to the Water Temple.
The Water Temple is fixed now.
Oh, it's fixed.
Because you actually have your item inventory screen on the touchscreen, so you can swap items, like, instantly, without going into a menu.
Meh.
So the Water Temple becomes, you know, not so bad. And that's actually part of my review, is talking about the Water Temple.
Good, then, because that fucking pissed me the hell off.
Because you had to keep switching to the boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now you can do it with just one swipe of the finger.
That's what she said.
There you go. I'm going to set it up all day long. Knock them down. But no, it's quite nice to actually be able to play my 3DS, and it's fun.
Sweet.
So, I'm actually happy. I have 3 games that I'm actually enjoying playing, so... and then... As far as everything else console-wise, I finished Shadows of the Damned. Fantastic game. Absolutely loved it. Will probably be in my top games of the year.
Wow. Is that the one with the boner?
Yeah, that's yes. The boner game.
Okay, because that came out as this week, and I was torn with that was kind of between that and Alice. That I sort of.
I would definitely go with Alice over it.
It's good if it drops in price.
Oh, it's definitely worth it. It's creative directed by Shinji Mikami, the guy that made Resident Evil. It's co-directed by Suda51, which is where all the craziness comes from. And then it's directed by another guy. I'm sorry that I don't know his name off the top of my head. But it's actually really, really good. It's quirky, it's funny, very Japanese.
Yeah.
As far as game control is concerned. But still very, very good. I love the bosses, I love the dialogue, I love the story, I love the humor. It all meshed really, really well, and it kind of goes back to an old school game design that we really don't have anymore, and I really enjoy that about it. So, I definitely, definitely recommend picking it up if you're into action games. And you can handle a little bit of weird, because it's definitely a lot weird. And I played Dungeon Siege with Drew. I am looking forward to starting my playthrough single player, because the multiplayer is just broken beyond belief. So that's disappointing, but I do like what I've played. So I am excited to start my single player run through, which is going to have to wait because there's a lot of stuff in front of it. I finished Fear 3. It was good, but it's really short, and I'm sorry, but I still don't know what the fuck is going on. I've played through every version of Fear that's ever been made, and I've enjoyed every one of them, but I can't for the life of me tell you exactly what the hell is going on.
Nobody can. The developers of the game can't tell you.
Well, that's the thing. This game was made by a different developer.
So Monolith didn't make it.
No, it's made by Day One.
Day One.
Yeah.
Never heard of
Didn't Day One make the Mechassault games?
You know what? I'm going to have to look up what else Day One did. But... yeah, they are... oh, shit. Here I am trying to look it up, and I shouldn't be.
Here, you talk, I'll look up.
Okay. But no, the single-player campaign is very short. I did play some co-op with Killer Wolverine, because he is actually reviewing the game. And the co-op is really where the game is at. It's actually really, really where the game should be played. And that kind of breaks the single-player a little bit. The online is actually very good, because it's not competitive based at all. There is no deathmatch, team deathmatch kind of stuff. It's broken down into four different modes. The one that I talked about from PAX, which was fucking run, which is great. Then there's a standard horde mode called Contractions. There's a mode called Soul King, where three players are hunting down... or no, wait, Soul King is where all four players are ghosts, and you're stealing souls, and then you can steal souls from the other players. And then there's another one where one guy is a ghost, and the other three players are hunting him. And so it's all based around four-player co-op, and it's all really, really good. The matchmaking is kind of broken, but the game itself is actually really good, as far as design.
I found what we were looking for. In addition to Fear 3, they were responsible for Fracture.
Oh, wow, that movie.
Yep, Fear on the 360 and PS3, and the original Mechassault 2. So
they developed the original Fear on the PS3.
On the consoles, yes.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, Monolith did the PC version.
Mm-hmm. I love Monolith stuff.
Yeah, Monolith is a great developer. I was really sad when they went through that whole licensing issue with Fear 2, because if you remember, Fear 2 was initially just called Project Origin.
Project Origin.
Yeah, it wasn't actually titled Fear, because they lost the license to the name, but then they got it back before it released.
They got rid of that stupid backwards E3 thing that they've done, or is it now called Fear 3?
It's actually both. Because I don't think they decided one way or the other. Like, if you look at it on your gamer card, it says Fear 3, but the box art actually shows the 3 in the word.
Oh, shit.
So, as far as everything else, I played more Alice. I am slowly getting through that game. I think I'm about 10 hours into it, and I'm on chapter 4. So, absolutely loving it. Every time I get into a new level, it's fantastic. I really feel that this is probably the biggest game that's ever been... like, there's been a difference of opinion between reviewers and people who actually play the game. This is one of the first times I've seen that this heavily. Like, for this game to get fives and sixes blows my mind. You know, I don't normally disagree with a reviewer because it's an opinion. But even if you don't like this game, I don't really know how you can give it that low of a score. I mean, the production values are great, the visuals are great, the platforming is fine, the combat works. I mean, it just shocks me. Of course, I played lots and lots of Mortal Kombat with the new character. I've played through her arcade mode 4 or 5 times, took her into practice mode, and I absolutely love her as far as her character and her moves and everything, but I feel she's going to be nerfed really fast.
Yeah.
Because her back throw does too much damage. She can juggle up to 3 times. Even though it doesn't do a lot of damage, it's really easy to do. Also, her... what was the other problem she had? She has another move that just... The fact that her teleport can be done in air and inside of a combo really is just... Yeah. She's a little...
Scorpions can. Scorpions can, Kenny.
Yeah, scorpions can, but it's slow. You can tell he's going to teleport. With her, she can literally teleport after she jump kicks you and hits you before you hit the ground.
Yeah, she's fast.
Yeah, she's extremely fast. So, and then if you EX, or if you know, if you do the enhanced version of her throw, she actually grabs you and does a throw on top of that in the teleport. So yeah, she's really easy to juggle, so I expect her to be nerfed. But I do really enjoy it. I'm looking forward to the next two that are coming in July.
Plus the fourth mystery character.
No, the fourth mystery character is in August.
Right. But I'm looking forward to whomever that is.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, but I wanna master up Kenshi and Rain, you know.
I see.
You know, in June. So July.
Play more Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, you do.
I've just been trying to do that Street Fighter stuff.
Yeah, I know. Which, you know, by the way, they sent me a code for that, so I have it. I still haven't played it.
You haven't tried out the new characters?
No, not at all. I haven't booted Street Fighter in ages.
Yeah, I would do it. I mean, you should play some.
Yeah, I'd probably hop on there and play a little bit.
Okay.
And then finally, the last game that I played, I want to actually rescind some of the stuff I said about it. when I first played Hunted, I wasn't digging it.
I wasn't either.
And I decided, you know, hey, this is actually one of the few games that I actually paid for because they didn't send a review copy. And I'm one of those people that if I buy something, I feel like I need to finish it. So I decided to force myself to sit down and play this game. And now after having played it for 5 hours, I'm more than halfway through the game, I'm actually really enjoying it. I would really like to play co-op because it does feel like the game would work a lot better in co-op. But I'm actually really enjoying it. It tries to do some dungeon crawling, loot gathering pieces because there's always new weapons to get, there's always things to find. But it feels more like an action game, like a third-person shooter.
It's Army of Two, dude.
It really is Army of Two, but like medieval Army of Two.
Yeah.
And I'm actually enjoying that. I still don't think, you know, you run out and pay $60 for it. I don't think it's a $60 game, but I am happy that I'm playing through it. Being an achievement whore, though, it's definitely stingy with the achievements. After like 5 or 6 hours, I've only got like 95 points. So, but no, I'm really enjoying it. I actually prefer to play the ranged character as opposed to the melee character. So, but no, I'm actually really enjoying it, and I look forward to actually finishing it, as it is on my pile of shame, which leads into my future fondling, which I will be playing Hunted to finish that. I will be finishing Alice, starting my run through of Dungeon Siege, and then I have the first Templar still sitting on my shelf.
I played about 20 minutes of that the other day.
Why?
Because, once again, it's one of those games that I know I can finish because it's so fucking easy.
Yeah, it's one of those games that I think that I will enjoy playing through, but at the same time, I don't think I would ever want to pay for it.
How far have you got into it?
Dude, I only played through the first level.
Okay, so you're still with Punchy McPunch Fist.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
So, but no, it's one of those games that's on my back burner that I'll get to eventually. And you know what's sad is my pile of shame still consists of Dragon Age 2, which I need to really force myself to go back and play that. Not that I think it's a terrible game, but it just didn't capture me in the beginning, which is why I never sat there and finished it.
I hate to say it, but it probably won't be capturing you throughout the whole game.
You know, that's fine. I still need to finish it.
I think it was a great game. It was just something about it. Just didn't have that epic feel to it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm feeling. But, you know, at the same time, I really enjoyed playing it. And I think that'll at least get me through the game. So.
Yeah.
But that's, and then that makes me happy that there's like no big releases. I mean, there's three or four games in July that are coming out, and they all look interesting. But thankfully, there's not like four and five a week like there was in June.
Yeah.
So I'll actually be able to like play some of these games, which will be nice.
What are we having to I know Catherine.
Catherine, the new Earth Defense Force.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai and Call of Juarez.
Yeah, I think Catherine would be the only thing I'm going to get.
So, but we'll see how these games turn out.
I can't get it unless I import it.
I know, John.
Stupid Atlas.
Alright, now that the final one's over, it's time to do a little bit of news. The announcer guy is off at the free clinic, so we'll keep his doubloons for this week. The first piece of news I have was probably the saddest announcement that the Boogeyman has ever heard. Yu Suzuki is leaving Sega. You know, I read somewhere, somebody made a comment that, and I kind of agree with this, that Yu Suzuki has, like, it's a shame that he's had to pay for 10 years now, over 10 years, because of one mistake that he made, thinking that Shinmu would be, like, the ever-changing game of all time. And he's had to kind of live with that for 10 years. So, I guess that's pretty much, you know, wraps up that there will not be a Shinmu 3. So, sorry, everybody. You'll never get to find out where the sailors are. And you'll never find out, you know,
in the Navy.
You'll never get to kill Londi for killing your father. Spoiler! Anyway. Brink DLC. It's going to show up, correct me if I'm wrong, July or August?
July.
And it's free for 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
I'm not going to say too little too late, but I will say too late. Because the stuff that they have in there looks awesome, and it's a lot of stuff, but come on, guys.
Now, am I right in believing that a lot of people have been slightly confused by the free for 2 weeks thing?
I don't understand what's to be confused about.
Well, a lot of people think, oh, it's free for 2 weeks. In other words, you can try it for 2 weeks.
No.
As opposed to, if you get it within that 2 week period, it's yours to keep forever. There was a bit of confusion over that, I believe.
No, for 2 weeks, if you download it, it's yours. Period. And if you don't, after that, you got to pay for it.
Shit out of love.
Speaking of things that have been around for too long that should have been shut down a long time ago. The original Star Wars MMO Galaxies is scheduled to be shut down on December 15th. So, no more Galaxies.
Does anyone still play that?
I think there's about five Wookiees who still have furry conventions on Galaxies. Yeah. I don't know. Here's a little thing from the PSN thing. Sony apparently fired network security employees prior to the PSN breach, according to a lawsuit. Oops. My bad. They probably called those guys next week like, hey, we need some help.
We know you're not doing anything now, you're out of work. Do you mind giving us an
app? Yeah,
come on, you know those guys were part of the whole attack. It's like, yo, fuck you, Sony, you're going to fire your web security, guess what? In the pooper.
Here I come up the back door. Anyway, Xbox Live. Microsoft is working on getting free-to-play games on Xbox 360.
Somehow they'll still charge you for it.
Oh, Jesus. Well, at least they'll work online. PS3. Price drop. Rumored to be coming in August, around the time of Gamescom.
Is it still $299?
It's $299 for the, what is it, 160, I think.
Okay. They have two bottles now?
Isn't there a 320?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think there is.
Yeah, I think there's a 320 that's $399. Yeah.
Huh. Well, $299, I'd say, you go down, $249.99?
$249? No, if you don't drop it to $199, you're wasting my time.
They're going to bundle it.
Well, there's already a bundle coming out this week, I think. It's Call of Duty. $320.
They're going to Vita bundle it.
Vita bundle? That'd be interesting. The system with a Vita. Dude, that'd be expensive.
Not necessarily. If they sell you 120, 160 gig PS3 with a Vita for...
$499?
Maybe. I mean, if you look at what they're doing with the TV and everything. I mean,
oh, the TV.
Oh, Jesus, here we go.
Here we go again. God damn.
You know what, Drew? You bring up Xbox Live charging every week. Fanboy.
I do not. I was just saying, Microsoft likes to charge people for
shit. Yeah, well.
Wait, Microsoft likes to charge people for shit? Hello, my name is Nintendo. You want a controller? $1,000.
Anyway, I'm moving on. Speaking of PlayStation, the PlayStation Store remains down in Japan. Sony says, we are so sorry.
Now there's a joke to be had there, but...
It's not his penis.
You have a gargantuan penis.
I'm so sorry.
I'm just replaying the BP episode of South Park in my head. Oh. We're so sorry.
What? It's the dude from BP. It was funny.
Hey, wait. What does BP stand for again?
Baked potato.
I was really just going to make a joke about blaming John for the oil spill.
Well, actually,
with baked potato,
they changed the name to
petroleum. However, it's not owned by Britain anymore.
It's actually been changed to DP.
Double penetration?
Donkey punch.
Wait. Is that why the Gulf got turned all brown?
That's right. Donkey punch. Fish eye. Anyway, I know I'm going to butcher this name, but Exceed Games has announced the Tale Concerto sequel, Solo to Robo, is coming to the States this September. I know 13 people were excited about that. And 12 of them knew what Tale Concerto was. And one of them was Gambus Khan.
Yeah.
You don't know what Tale Concerto is? Dude, uh-huh. Your geek cred just flew out the window. Just letting
Nerds.
You know.
Enlighten me.
Tale Concerto was a PS1 game where you were like in a mech.
Oh, Artunelico.
No,
not Artunelico. I know what Artunelico is.
Yeah, no, Tale Concerto was the name of the game. It was a PS1 game.
Is that the one where you fight a giant
tentacle?
Pancake boss?
Dude, I didn't play the game. I just know of it.
I'm fighting a giant pancake boss.
I need to go get some drugs in this game right now.
Yeah, you're Googling it. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to move on anyway, but like I said, 13 people are cheering. Team Fortress 2 is now permanently free.
And I want my $19.99 back.
No, you don't. You got your $19.99 out of it.
We'll give you a hat.
Great.
You know, as sad as I downloaded it just because it was free, I probably will never play it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I probably put maybe 4 hours into it.
But there's people that put like 4 years into it.
Oh God, they play it like I do Street Fighter.
Sledgehammer's Call of Duty action adventure game could still happen, but right now they're 100% focused on Modern Warfare 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, Former I Am Alive developer is now working on a new survival horror FPS.
Called I Am Now Not Alive?
No, it's called I'm The Fog. It's called The Fog, starring Tom Welling.
Wait, The Mist starring Tom Jane?
No, The Fog starring Tom Welling.
The Mist starring Tom Jane?
No, because this game actually takes place with a fog that overtakes a city, turning people into violent mutants instead of lepers.
So it's The Mist with Tom Jane, written by Stephen King?
No, it's written by John Carpenter, starring Tom Welling.
No, The Fog was a real thing, too. It had Salma Hayek. Not Salma Hayek. What was her name? Selma Blair.
Selma Hayek.
Hello, Selmas.
It's so funny that you can always bring something back to a South Park joke, but I am Salma Hayek. I am naked out here in the woods. Oh, no. anyway. Ken Levine says that motion control should be firewalled off from the main experience. That's usually what I say, except just don't add it.
Instead of a firewall, die in a fire.
Sonic the Hedgehog is 20 years old. June 23rd, 1991 is when the game was first released in America.
Yay.
So there you go. 20 years old.
Happy birthday to you.
No. Halo. Halo players get blue flames, and Marathon goes open source because Bungie kicks off its 20th anniversary. God, does that not make you feel old?
Bungie's 20 years old?
Yeah, Marathon released on the PC 20 years ago.
Jesus.
I got my blue flame, not that I'm ever going to use it in the game.
I don't see any point of it.
Fire.
Fire. Okay, you get a blue flame in what?
On your helmet.
On Reach?
Yes.
Oh.
On your helmet.
Anyway. Well, if you sleep with the wrong girls, that's what's going to happen.
L.A. Noire is coming to PC this year with 3D support.
I wonder if it'll be as buggy as Grand Theft Auto 4 was.
Please. This must be the week of anniversaries because Quake turned 15 this week on June 22nd.
Trent Reznor says, hello!
No, he doesn't. He just makes a sound on his Mac and it sells 4 million copies because people think it's music.
Shit. Fucking convoluted pieces of crap.
I'm going to make a sound through a straw. That's my new song.
I'm going to have one beat playing on this drum machine and another beat playing on this drum machine.
And that's music.
And I'm gonna
the only thing that proves is you have two drum machines.
Jeez. Hey, I was doing that the other night.
Doing what?
Beating two drum machines?
Yeah. You know, I think with a little bit of effort, I could probably be the next Trent Reznor.
I don't think that takes any effort.
Okay, well then I could probably be the next Trent Reznor tomorrow then.
Now.
The next Nickelback.
Oh, God. Do you want to be the next Nickelback?
Well, see, at least the difference there is they actually play instruments. They don't just beat on drum machines.
I still like Trent Reznor some.
Okay. It's okay.
Wait, Sam here, he knows how to do
song is. Nope.
Alright, Hand It Feeds is a song.
Okay.
It's off the album White Teeth.
If you say so.
Anyway, that's a joke. It's totally inside.
I totally missed it.
Crysis 2 will look much better come today. There's a patch 1.9 that will enable DirectX 11 support. And use...
Put it in my 360... Oh, wait.
Yeah, doesn't my 360 has DirectX 11?
No.
Damn it.
Beyond Good and Evil HD finally hits PSN this week. It was originally scheduled to be released in May, and then we know what happened.
Nah.
So... Bejeweled maker PopCap has been acquired for over $1 billion.
That's insane!
Wow, that's a hell of a lot. Plants and zombies.
Yeah, that's damn man.
Who bought them?
It doesn't. I don't remember that it said. I think they were talking about EA possibly.
Just good acquisition for them.
Yeah.
Or Peggle.
More Peggle!
Dude, Peggle was free on my Android phone the other day. I forgot how addictive that stupid game is.
It wasn't free on my Android.
I'm sorry.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
I love Peggle.
Yeah,
me too.
Wii U and Valve games could be a match.
God, that's like a shitstorm of massive appeal.
That's right. See, what I want you to do is get your grandma a Wii U and then have her play Left 4 Dead.
Definitely, dude.
I'd be like, yeah, we're getting Half-Life Episode 3, and it's only going to be on the Wii U.
Oh my god, do you realize how many people would
do
that? You know how many people would kill Gabe Newell if they did that?
Oh my god.
That'd be awesome.
People's Gabe, heads do
it. Make it happen. Make it happen.
Speaking
of the version now.
Speaking of Wii U, Dragon Quest X on the Wii is possibly going to feature Wii U compatibility.
How?
I don't know.
That wasn't really, it was just more a rhetorical question.
It's because the graphics engine is the same. Anyway. Actually, here we go. Speaking of Half-Life 3, when is Episode 3 coming? You know the answer.
Never.
The same day as Duke Nukem for... Oh, wait a minute.
Oh! Can't make that joke anymore.
Damn it. Hideo Kojima and the Japanese obsession with overseas success. He made a statement this week saying, do we really need worldwide success to be successful?
No.
That's a good question.
You don't. It helps, but you don't, no.
Sure helps make you a lot more successful.
Well, yeah, it makes you a lot of money. creator Masahiro Sakurai says that don't expect a Smash Brothers Wii U anytime soon.
Even though it was announced.
Well, yeah, he said they're talking about it.
Yeah, I remember the last one that was made, it took like over 3 years to make.
Which I don't understand. It was just an HD version of the 64 one, right?
Oh,
well, this one.
But it had Sonic in it.
And it, wait, it had Sonic in it?
It had Solid Snake.
Solid Snake. Yeah.
Oh, it had Sonic in it too, didn't it?
I don't.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it had Sonic in it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
He's just irrelevant, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're right. I do have a Sonic t-shirt, though.
Okay. Is it for your furry convention?
Yes, it is.
You're going to be able to try games for yourself right from Walmart's website. A company called Gaikai to stream games right to your browser through Walmart's Game Center website. See? On live, man. It's changing the future.
The future is tomorrow.
Evidently so.
Speaking of Duke Nukem Forever, the demo is now available free for everybody on PC and 360. So you can go try it and
before
make,
you don't buy it.
And make your own jokes later.
Yeah, I'm good.
So there you go. The Wii U controller screen was originally smaller and placed on a table.
What? You mean like one of Microsoft's tables?
One of those table PCs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the hacking news going on. One of the members of the hacker group, which I'm not going to name, was arrested in the UK this week.
Oh, and haven't we been banging on about that on our tellies this week?
I'm sure. So the police will be looking to see if he has any data related to the PSN breach.
He's a teenager. All they're going to find is porn.
I don't think that's limited to teenagers, man.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I've got a terabyte hard drive and half of it's gone.
Yeah. And it's in a folder called Taxes 1999.
Those are some big documents. Sizable assets.
There's a new PS3 model. It's a new charcoal black system. Has a new model number. It's lighter and uses less power. I remember when they just did this and they didn't make news about it. Whatever.
There was a rumor that they were going to reintegrate PS2 backwards compatibility into a new model.
You know what? That rumor's been floating around since the beginning of time. Guess what? It's never fucking happening.
It'll come out.
Who cares now?
Nobody cares now. Seriously. There's like one or two games you're like, oh, I wish I could play that. And then you get mad for a day and then you're done.
Or you wait until they release it as part of an HD collection.
Yeah, pretty much.
Without the first title.
And then it looks like what you remember it looking like.
Ass.
Yeah. Arkham City DLC was kind of ousted this week. Best Buy is getting a Robin challenge map pack, so I guess they went ahead and released the artwork. And you know, I didn't think this was possible, but Robin looks badass.
He does. It looks awesome.
And there's also, I believe, an alternate costume to make him look a little bit more classic.
Yeah, but just so you're aware, this retailer exclusive DLC will be available to everybody. So you don't have to worry about where you buy it. It's just free if you buy it at Best Buy. So
it's not like the console exclusive stuff with Assassin's Creed Brotherhood and the original Batman Arkham Asylum game. This stuff is both platforms.
Yep.
So.
Yes, not just PS3 exclusive.
And you will be able to buy it. I know I talked to my dude at GameStop the other day, and he said they're getting a Joker, something to do with the Joker for GameStop. So, PlayStation 4 won't be rushed to market by the Wii U. Wii U doesn't make Sony think, ooh, we better get working on rolling out a new PlayStation here pretty soon. I don't think it made anybody feel like that.
No.
No.
The Vita gets the job done.
Grand Theft Auto 5 2012 release pretty likely, according to a rumor report. And it's rumored to be set in Hollywood.
Okay.
Was that a report from some wife who hasn't seen her husband in ages?
Possibly.
He's gone missing. He must be working on a new game for Rockstar.
By report, they mean hastily scribbled on a bathroom wall in blood.
Written in blood.
Help me!
Oh, Lord. The Sega breach from the hackers hit 1.3 million users, and apparently CBS needs a new picture. Did you see the picture from CBS? It said the Genesis has been hacked, and it showed a picture of the CDX.
Superimposed over it, the Genesis logo.
Yeah, which is just awesome. This sparked a lot of controversy when it was announced. Halo Anniversary is getting one edition, and it's called Kinect Support. People are curious how that's going to happen.
However they can fit that bad boy in.
Maybe you can talk to Cortana through the microphone of that revolutionary piece of technology.
So they're doing like a love simulator with Cortana?
Oh, Jesus. You know, you had to go there.
Yes, I did.
That's nasty.
She's not real. She can't feel pain.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Moving on.
Holy shit.
God, that is so wrong.
That is terribly wrong. Alright, I'm going to try to get through this big question here from MK2 Forever.
It's an actual question.
Maybe. It says, what? Well...
As in on the thread?
Yeah, it's actually in the question thread.
Wow.
We have two, which I don't think I'll get to both of them. So, he says, despite my last post being wrongly interpreted, and I said I wouldn't post again, just to be badly interpreted or to be laughed of, I listened to you guys for long enough to know that you have no real intention to offend anyone, so I'll keep participating with cues for now. I'll try not to be funny because there's a big chance you guys confuse a joke for something I would really say. And I don't seek answers, I just want to hear your opinions. So if you want, let's start. He says, when Sony announced the PS Vita price, I noticed that most people see the $249 model and want to get one. It's like they discard the plus $50 3G model. I'm personally looking more for the 3G model because I don't have an iPod or similar phone. So I see the Vita as a nice device for web browsing and to keep myself connected on the go. PS3 connectivity, like on PSP, is also a plus. I can browse my PS3 content anywhere I am. What do you guys think? Is $50 plus a too high price to pay for 3G? Which one will you buy and why?
Didn't we talk about this a couple weeks ago?
I believe so, and I'm still on the $250.
Yeah. I'll repeat what I said 2 weeks ago, which is that I have both pre-ordered right now. I'm waiting to see what AT&T says, you know, and what the 3G functionality is. If it's very limited functionality, you know, I might not be inclined to get it. Even if AT&T says, all right, you know, it's kind of built in, or we've worked out a deal with Sony such that there's no charge, so it's kind of just access to hotspots, and, you know, well, you'll be able to access your saves. We don't know enough right now. We don't know what AT&T is going to charge. We don't know what features you're going to be able to use over 3G, so you might not even be able to web browse over it. I don't know if they've committed to having a web browser.
Now, I'm still on the fence of saying, you know, I don't want to play games over 3G, and anytime I want to play, Wi-Fi is good enough. Wi-Fi is everywhere.
Well, I think if he's saying that he hasn't got any kind of smartphone, and if, as Mike was talking about, they're going to introduce some kind of functionality where you can browse and possibly apps or stuff like that that may work, then, yeah, I mean, $50 is nothing for that kind of functionality, but it just depends what you want from the console and what's going to be provided by the carriers.
I think what's going to happen, though, is the more features you get over the 3G, the higher the price is going to be. And if you look at, in the United States anyway, what the iPad 2 prices are, it's $15 a month for 250 megabyte cap.
Yeah, if that.
And $25 a month for a 2 gigabyte cap, which when you're talking about online gaming or web browsing or downloading apps, that's not a lot, guys. That's, you know, you're going to hit that cap pretty quickly and you're going to see your bill skyrocket. So that's why I'm kind of waiting to see what they announce as the functionality and the comp and the related price.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't want to pay a monthly fee to play my game.
No, I will not. I won't.
He also says, on the hacking issue, by the last podcast, you seemed to look at the hackers as a group to kill.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll agree that making personal information available to the public and attacking gaming websites can be really annoying. But what about hacking government institutions and leaking info that was supposed to be known by everyone, or at least uncover lies, like the video of the American Army helicopter killing journalists and innocent people in Iraq, like it was a kind of video game? Guantanamo prison politics, European Union lies, NATO lies, Portuguese connection to the CIA. Then there's the security issue overall. The hackers that attack the gaming sites prove publicly that there's not enough safety for securing our personal data. Don't you guys think that hackers might have quite a positive impact on the gaming community and society overall?
No.
I don't support or condemn actively hackers and their activities.
No. You know what they did? I'll tell you what they did. They hacked into Arizona's police mainframe and exposed names of not only police officers, where they live, and their family members' names, but also people who were undercover that were like trying to get into drug cartels and shit like that. And they're putting people's lives in danger now.
Yeah.
These people need to be stopped.
There's a right way and a wrong way, and if they really were in it for the common good and to expose lies, turn it over to journalists. Even the New York Times has shown that they will handle material. They're not going to sugarcoat it. They're going to disclose it. They're going to handle it. They're going to review it. They're going to make public the things that they're able to corroborate. You know, we don't know if somebody who says, oh, I hacked into this site and here's what I found, and they just, you know, kind of lay it out there on the internet, whether or not that's been doctored with. You know, you're assuming that everything they're releasing is true, and they're going about it the wrong way. And as for breaking in, if they were just exposing security weaknesses, that's one thing, but turning around and hacking credit card databases and releasing complete files of people's information, that doesn't help gamers.
No, as I've always took this stance, they do it because they can. They have no other interest in... I mean, I don't want to say the name, but we all know who we're talking about.
Yes.
Today, they said that they've stopped, and they released a statement saying, we hope we're an inspiration. An inspiration? What? You've done nothing but cause grief and trouble to everybody. And I know they're saying, oh, we're doing it because these corporations are greedy. That's capitalism, buddy. Get fucking used to it. The world is where it is at the moment because of capitalism. It may be big, it may be ugly, but it's part of our society and it's needed. And just because you can take down the big man with a few strokes of your keyboard doesn't mean that you should, because what this has proved is that there are people who just, all they want to do is make themselves look good. It hasn't, you know, these sites that have been hacked in, whether it be the Arizona, I mean, that's bang out of order, the Arizona police information, that's just absolutely wrong, as you say, put lives at danger. But even the smaller ones like the Sega website and Bethesda's website and stuff like that, what does that prove to us? Nothing. It does nothing for us whatsoever. It just makes them look, you know, we can do this, look, we're big and clever. You're not.
It's a pissing contest to other hackers, you know?
And they've even upset the hacking community because people who do it, you know, on the quiet and do it because they just want to test themselves, they've been after them. They've been trying to stop them because they're giving the whole thing. I mean, hackers, it's a bad name anyway, but there are people out there who do it just for the... they don't do it because they want to gain anything. They, most of the time, they stay anonymous and stay in the shadows. They do it because they want to see if they can do it. And they keep that information when they break a website or whatever. They keep it to themselves or they get it. They don't care. These people have just basically, now hackers is almost as a dirty word as like terrorist.
You know what it is? Some people just like to watch the world burn.
Oh, here we go. here's my thing on it right here. They don't understand the consequences of their actions. They're children. I guarantee you half the fucking people that's doing this shit aren't over the ages of probably 25 or 26. They probably don't have much of a life. You know, granted, I have a really shitty life, but at least I have one. And, you know, they just sit there all fucking day and just they're so proud of themselves because of what they did, and they're like, well, I gotta show somebody that I did this. So so that's what they do. And
but the
you
thing
know,
is if they were thinking about, as you say, if they've been thinking about the security of a website or a company, what they'd do is they'd break into the system and then quietly go to that company and say, look, this is what we found out, this is what we've done, you need to do something about it. You don't pull down websites, you don't upset services that millions of people use and disrupt all of that just to make that point. You do it because, as you say, I want to look big and clever, I can do this, and no matter what you do, you can't stop me.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, if they did what you just said, like go to companies and say, hey, I hacked your stuff and this is what you should do to change it, they may actually get themselves a fucking job.
Yeah.
And certainly the companies wouldn't report it because they would be embarrassed and...
The clients would say, holy shit, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, that's how you do it for the greater good. If you want to do something like that, you don't release it on Twitter.
Yeah,
I've
like
got
that guy,
no time whatsoever for these people.
What was that guy who, you know, they made a movie about it, Catch Me If You Can, that guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
He works for the FBI now?
Yeah, he's, I mean, he's out of prison now, but he still works for them as a security agent, you know, someone who helps them identify new ways of dealing with fraud. And you lead by example. This is, I've done this because your system isn't safe, but by doing this, you can stop that from happening. I'll do it for a fuck charge. It makes you look good. It makes, you know, say the companies get a better security. The customer is the one that benefits because they're getting this added security and they're more secure in the knowledge that their information is safe. With everything going through the internet now, you know, everybody's details are online somewhere in some form secured behind, you know, many companies. I mean, I use eBay, I use PayPal, I use a lot of online distribution. All my information's out there, and I'd like to rest easy at night, knowing that that's safe. And these idiots, I mean, pulling that information, releasing it to the world, it does nothing but disrupt. That's all it does.
Great.
All right. Moving on to the next part, he says... Xbox 360 has been seen on US as the console to have for hardcore gaming. Games like Halo and Gears, as well as the marketing used on the first years of the console, was always pushing that mentality. In the last 2 years, if not more, Microsoft is focusing much more on the casual market and Kinect. There's really very few exclusives to the hardcore X360 gamer now, and the last two E3s from Microsoft are blatant proof that the Xbox brand is being pushed to the masses and going away from the hardcore community. Sony, on the other hand, with its many first-party developers, keep making exclusives that appeal to a more hardcore market. Is U.S. gamers' perception of the hardcore gaming machine changing to the PS3? The first 3 years of PS3 on the U.S. was very hard because there was an obvious preference for Microsoft. You still see that happening. What will you think will happen in the future? What can Microsoft do to convince their hardcore fans that X360 is still the hardcore machine? Going to the casual market like Nintendo did, do you guys think this is the best thing to do for the Xbox brand?
Oh, man. That's
a loaded question.
That is a very loaded question, and I'm going to get in my two cents before I have to leave. But I think Microsoft, the reason why Microsoft had such a predominant stance early on in this console war was because they came out first. You know, the guys who were hardcore gamers, you know, me, Ken, and everybody else were like, dude, I'm a hardcore gamer. I want to play the best of the best that's coming out. There's a new console out. I've got to get that console. So that's one of the reasons why the Microsoft 360 was so freaking, you know, huge. You know, and they did have the big games. You know, Gears of War was huge when it first came out. And, you know, Halo, they had a whole bunch of stuff. And, yeah, it has kind of tapered off. I think what ended up happening was Sony came out a little bit later. They made a few mistakes, but Sony was supposed to rise anyway. You know, it just took a while because they were late to the party. And I think basically what's going to end up happening in the future is Xbox and Sony are probably going to be about even for the entire, you know, cycle.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's mostly, you know, Microsoft did what Sony's doing now years ago, where they were getting the exclusive games, the exclusive content. And I think Microsoft has got that same mentality that Nintendo and Sony have both had in the past. We were on top, now we can kind of rest on that and move on to something else. And I don't think that's going to work in the long run. So Microsoft, you know, can probably rest on it for a couple years, but they really need to get back into the hardcore market within the next year or two.
So, that's true.
And that's really, you know, they can focus on casual if they want, but they do need to get back to the hardcore as well. They really need to get first parties back in there making games for them, or otherwise guys like us are going to switch over to the PS3, and I'll be honest with you, we make up a lot of game sales.
We make up most of the game sales, my friend.
Yeah.
Nintendo was successful because of the hardware. They sure as hell didn't get successful because of the software sales.
Yep. So, you know, if you want to continue to dominate the NPDs every month with your version of the game, you better keep giving people a reason to own your system. So. Alright, question number 4 he has on here is, considering how good the current games look this gen and how easily updated the consoles can be, not mentioning support for peripherals, do you guys think it's already time for a new generation of hardware to come, and why?
No.
I'm going to say no.
I'm content.
I think the 360 and the PS3 both have a lot of life left in them. A lot of great games. So I really don't think that we need new hardware right now at all.
No, I completely agree. I think there's definitely 3-4 years. I'm sure there's really talk of the next Xbox and how that could be unveiled next year or whatever, but I still think there's 3 or 4 years at least left in the current generation.
We're only just hearing of developers saying, yeah, we think we've finally pushed these consoles to their max, and it's been a while after that when you have all of the developers really feeling like, alright, we need something else.
Well, yeah. I mean, to be perfectly honest, in order to push the current systems to the max, you have to spend like $100 million in order to do that. I mean, there's... And like the last game that really majorly did that was L.A. Noir was a big game. Heavy Rain was big, and then like before that, Final Fantasy 13. And it's like you have to spend like almost like a blockbuster movie. The amount of money that it takes to make a blockbuster in order to truly take advantage of the current hardware, and it's like, why you want to make games that cost $300 million? You want to make games that cost as much as Avatar, and take like 5-6 years to make in development? Sure, I mean that would be the next gen system right there. But I mean, I don't think we really need that.
I think you got a good point there, Gambus, in the fact that when a new console gets announced. Third parties are going to play a big part in that, and to get them to make a big blockbuster game is, as you say, very expensive, and with a new system, probably even more so. Convincing those people to put money into a console that isn't out yet would be, increasingly more difficult as the cost of developing the games rises.
Yep. So I think everybody's in agreement that we're good for another 4 or 5 years.
Hopefully so. I'm sure there'll be another console before that, but I'd like to think that they could lay low for a bit. And Microsoft and Sony, especially, they're now at the point where they're making money properly from their game divisions, and to release a new console would just, mean start taking another hit in their bottom line. So, maybe they want to leave it for a little while. And maybe that's why you see things like Kinect, which try to enhance the current console as opposed to just putting a new console out there.
And finally, while we're wrapping this up, his last one says, what are the gaming genres that you think are the most saturated on the market, and what are the ones you'd love to see used more? That's it for now. Keep the show going strong.
First-person shooters seem to be taking a bit of a... they seem to be really... every other game that's released.
Yeah, there's a lot of first-person shooters out there. Honestly, after playing Shadows of the Damned, I want more old-school-style games. I'm kind of tired of the scripted events, big set-piece stuff that has to be epic.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind another side-scrolling beat-em-up, to be fair. Not side-scrolling, but something, modern, up-to-date Streets of Rage type of game. You don't get those anymore.
Yeah,
like The Bouncer.
No.
Well, all right. Yeah, you would bring that up. But
yeah, bring up
that
hell.
That game was a staged event.
Something that, a little bit more better than that. I think, you don't see those anymore. Not very often. It's all about running in cover and shooting over a wall that you're stuck to.
Yeah, I agree. There needs to be more of those beat-em-ups. I think there needs to be more traditional Japanese games. Like, every time that they release a new Resident Evil or something similar, I enjoy playing through it. And it's just because a lot of times it doesn't do what we see every week games do.
Mm.
And we complained a long time for games to kind of take the next step up. And then when they did, they kind of, kind of like when Resident Evil came out, they kind of oversaturated the genre. And now it's quieted down. So, a little diversity here and there.
In other words, you want a new Dino Crisis.
I'd take one, as long as it wasn't Dino Crisis 3. First two games were great. That third one, not so much.
That third one was just messed up.
Dude, that third one was just a wreck. The game was terrible. Alright, now with all the questions, I still have another question in the thread, but I don't have time to get to it this week, so I'll get to it next week. I'm going to head over to the Twitter. On the Twitter, we have Key134 who says, I played the new Sonic demo. The camera is all wrong, but apart from that, it seems okay.
Seems like Sonic. What more can you say?
Sonic.
Oh, when the 3D doesn't work.
Really? That game is 2D. Why would you want to watch it in 3D?
But it's got the 3D option. I have a 3D TV. Of course I'm going to try it out. And it makes the game look terrible. They need to pin that bad boy down if they want to put that with it or when they release the game.
Yeah, I think it's gotten to the point where they just add that crap just to have it on the box.
Well, that's more than likely.
He says, I also noticed it is no longer a single-button game, which is good. It's about time they took advantage of having more buttons.
I want to play that thing with an Atari controller.
You probably could.
Yeah.
Captain Obvious says, of all the comic book-related video games, which was the best and the worst, and what game would you like to see in the future as the next crossover?
Arkham Asylum.
Dude, Arkham Asylum, hands down. As far as worst, come on.
Yeah.
Or easily.
With Superman? Yeah.
I would say, though, in terms of best, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 was a good runner-up.
Well, Marvel Ultimate Alliance was a great game.
Yeah.
I just think it's so hard to match what Rocksteady did with Arkham Asylum.
Oh, I agree. I think Arkham City is going to blow us away.
I hope so. I have a lot of expectation for that game, and I really hope they can pull it off. It's hard to follow up something like that.
Yeah, especially with the whole world watching.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that game has
Whereas
so much...
Before, no one give a shit. No, before, they're making a Batman game. Ah, fuck them. They're never going to make it. They're never going to get it work. It's never going to be brilliant. And now, all of a sudden, everyone's looking at every little thing they do. And from what I've seen so far, from the sort of hands-on videos and whatnot, it looks like they are taking it in a good direction.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. Talus says, who can recite the Captain America theme song from the 60s cartoon?
Not I.
Me. I wasn't born in the 60s.
Yeah, I don't know that one. So the Captain America stuff is coming from the fact that we are giving away Captain America Zen Pinball table code for the Xbox 360 during the show. I'm going to pick whoever came up with the best question on Twitter. Che Morongo says, question number one, why are you guys so awesome?
Good start.
That's right, buddy. You butter it up. Question number two is, why is Chuck Norris scared of the N4G podcast? Because we got Gambus Khan.
Oh.
That's the only thing Chuck Norris is scared of. And then the third one says, did I win the code? I can't answer that question yet, sir. I'm sorry. Neospawn says, developers always make the same type of game. What studio would you guys like to see make a different game? My pick is a Naughty Dog RPG.
That could be interesting.
Turn-based Uncharted.
I would like to see NetherRealm make an action game.
I'm down with that. I'd like to see NetherRealm make anything else.
Well, because
they've won my heart and mind.
Well, it's funny because they've only made fighting games. Ever. They've never made another game. So, I think that would be interesting to see if they could do the other mechanics.
I would like to see Square Enix make an actual good Final Fantasy game.
That's not really a change of genre, Gambus.
I would like to see them make a beat 'em. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, you went there.
Yeah. I'd like to see Irrational Games make something other than Bioshock.
Or System Shock?
I would like to see
it. Or something with shock in it, without shock in it.
How about they just make a game called The Shocker and it's a love simulator?
It's not that old. Shocking. That's not that old 90s horror movie.
Oh, I remember that. Wes Craven.
Wes Craven's Shocker, with the dude in the electric chair.
And with the guy with from The X-Files, Mitch.
Mitch Pileggi.
That's the one.
What about that you, Wombat?
Terrible. Is he still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm deep in thought. I don't know. I mean, I think pretty much everybody's already nailed the ones I would think. I definitely would like to see NetherRealm take a shot at an action game, because I'd like to see a sequel to Shaolin Monks.
Oh, definitely.
And I think they've already kind of proven that they can get the most out of the Unreal Engine, so...
Oh, yeah.
I would like to see them take a run at that. You know what I would like to see? What I think would be hilarious? I'd like to see Kojima take a shot at making a racing game, and it would be the most complicated game of all time.
That would be sweet. I love that.
They would have to have like 20-minute cutscenes in between races.
In between.
And skeletons.
So, boy, I got a question. If you finish last, does Snake come on and go, kept you waiting, huh?
Yes, that's exactly what he says.
Oh, that's great.
Oh my god, that would be like the best racing game of all time.
Except it would be all cutscenes. You wouldn't actually ever get to race. And in the middle of the race, there's a cutscene.
But the parts that you do get to race would be just so awesome.
Oh lord.
It'd be a 40-hour racing game.
Yep.
I can't believe you retweeted this, but somebody says, America, yeah.
I didn't retweet that. Somebody retweeted me saying, retweeting the Captain America thing, and that was the response.
Oh, okay.
Apparently Team America has a Twitter account and looks for anybody who mentions the word America. I cannot wait until 4th of July.
Wow. Radio PM's got a few things here. He says, if Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care, why'd they write a song about it?
Because someone cared a long time ago, and then they made a remake and an HD collection of it.
It was developed by Kojima. he says, why do people jump out of perfectly good planes and call it skydiving? I call it crazy.
Can't read the next one.
I can read it. I can just say, if that hacker guy supposedly is doing things for the people, then why are they making everyone so miserable?
Oh, because the only people they're doing it for is for them.
Yep. And he says, have a great show, fellas. Give me that podcast.
Give me that money, boy. You better give it to me, boy.
Them hackers, man, trying to get that money, boy, but they're going out of the wrong way, man. They just roll up to some of them places and stick out their head out the window and be like, yo, boy, give me that information, boy. I ain't going to sell it to nobody. Just give it to me, boy.
Oh, I love you, Ryan. You're awesome.
Sean, what?
I was going to say, speaking of 4th of July, is there a podcast next week? Because that's the 3rd. Do you have, like, a holiday over there or something?
Do we have a holiday? It's our birthday. It was when we got free from you peoples.
You...
Yeah, and look where that ended you up.
Yeah, I will let you know, but probably. I don't know cool. What's going on. Sean, TJE says, how many dollars would you have spent if all the pinball tables of Zen Studios were real pinball tables? None. Because I wouldn't have bought them.
That's actually a dream of mine, is to at some point have a home arcade with some pinball tables.
Because I ain't got that money, boy.
I ain't got that kind of money, boy, right now. I want a pinball table now, boy. I set up a piece of cardboard and an old chickpea, man, and I just flick it around and see how many,
I will say that
I can hit.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
I will say that Sean just gave me an idea for a great reviewer rodeo topic.
Okay. We'll keep that under wraps. We don't want to give out our ideas.
Yep.
Meday354 says, I have a PS3 and I'm thinking about getting a Wii. It's dirt cheap and it got games. What's your advice?
God, no.
Well, you know what? If it's got games that he likes, then yes. But just make sure you're not buying it for one game, because you will not randomly find a gem on the system that you aren't already aware of.
Yeah.
Well, if you're into classic games, there's a legion of virtual games.
There's a legion of those on the internet.
Yes.
Well, if you like to follow the law, then
listen to you, Jason. You sound like you from like one of them old timey Western movies. You like to follow the law.
You like to follow that there law there.
I'm the new sheriff in town, bitch.
Yeah, if you want to follow the law of emulation gaming, get you there one of them there Weezer.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know, but I'm moving on. He says, and I want to give you guys a shout-out straight from Jamaica. Awesome.
Sweet. Thank you.
N4G, love the site and the podcast. Rock it.
Our first Jamaican listener, as far as I'm...
That's the first one I know of, yeah. That's
BB
awesome.
Jamming.
So Doom says, sup N4G bros, I finally got around to playing my free Infamous. I like it a lot so far. I'm kind of shocked. He says, only am an hour or so in, but it's pretty sweet. No barrage this week. Later, guys. Keep up the great work.
Give me that blast shot, boy.
And I have one I don't know why the tweets from MK2 Forever never show up on this list, but I found it on my phone. He said, if you had the opportunity to create your own reimagined version of a game, what game would you pick and what would you do with it? Dude.
Ooh.
Killer Instinct.
Super Mario Brothers meets Ikaruga Warriors.
Okay, slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Jason.
Let's see. Man. That's an epic question. I don't know if I can answer that that quickly.
Okay, well then I will go to Michael.
Super Mario Brothers meets Ikari Warriors.
There you go.
Except they shoot plungers at people.
Nice. John?
I didn't hear the question.
Hold on.
Can you repeat it?
Let me read it again. I gotta bring my Twitter back up on my phone. He says, if you had the opportunity to create your own reimagined version of a game, what game would you pick and what would you do with it?
Oh, God, that is a good question. No fucking idea.
I don't really know.
If I knew, I'd be in game development. I don't know. I'd probably have to pick a game that wasn't very good or one that was lacking something, but could have been Greg Hastings paintball.
I think you'd remake Homefront, but instead of North Korea invading the United States, it would be England, because you're still sore.
We've done that, been there.
Yeah, but you guys would come over on boats.
The British are coming. Why they're coming by sea, I have no fucking clue.
I don't know, but we got plenty of time to hit them before they get here. We're going to stop and go watch some TV and eat some Cheetos.
Because that's what we do.
That's what we do. I think they should. I think they should make a Seaman again with an escort with an escort mission.
Pretty much, isn't that what happens at the end of every escort mission, Seaman?
Oh, that's nasty. That's nasty.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. That is a very good question that I just can't pull up off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm still gonna stick to what we talked about last week and say that I really want them to remake Blood Omen in HD in 3D.
Nice. But
as I was listening to the show on Monday, my hands shot up in the air. I'm like, abso-fucking-lutely, I'm right there with you.
Well, good old Blood Omen. Will we ever see Kane again?
I hope so.
Hopefully.
Simon Templeman kind of rocks.
Yes.
Let's see. I kind of have an idea for one. A remake of Metroid with 2D stages. Just like the original, but in HD and with a lot more detail.
Well, that's just a dream.
It's a good dream, though.
It's
darn
just
it.
A dream.
It's a good dream.
It's a dream within a dream within a dream.
I would like Samus in my Inception.
Okay. Okay, that's it. I'm done.
Word.
I'm spent. So, does anybody have anything else?
Nope.
Nope. John?
Yeah?
Did you want to say something?
He wants to go play more paintball.
Okay, you started to say something there, so I didn't know if you wanted to say something. Jason,
no,
do you,
just, I'm good.
Jason, you want to do your shout-outs?
Sure, yeah, I'll do a couple shout-outs. I'll shout-out to the All Gen Gamers podcast. Still in negotiations with Johnny Millennium. I think he's in Vegas this weekend. So,
Jason, are you part of the NFL lockout? I'm just kind of curious. You've been in negotiations with this guy for, like, years.
Yeah, I know. It's a work in progress.
I mean, we're not paying him to come on.
He's trying to convince him that it's worthwhile.
Give me that money, boy!
Give me that money, boy!
But the other podcast I'd like to give a big shout-out to, well, is Front Towards Gamer Podcast. Shanghai Six is an awesome host. And also, the last podcast I'd like to give a shout-out to is the Red Sun Gamer Podcast. If you're into the Japanese gaming scene, that's the one to listen to.
All right.
That concludes my shout-outs.
Alrighty, well, I guess if nobody has anything else, that will be the end of it. Alright, well, I'll take that as a no.
I can't tell you if we've got any reviews, because I'm still missing my PC.
Yeah, well, you need to get that fixed there.
It's away, they've had it since last Tuesday, so...
God, that's terrible.
I know.
Mr. Khan, if you'd be so kind to get us out of here.
Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can... It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be an interesting episode.
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat!
I always move being angry.
Killer Wolverine! Play game, not console! No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.